I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas, and my friends at Freightliner have built a huge community of drivers through Team Run Smart initiative, and it's now, I think we've surpassed 50,000, someone told me, but it's in the area of 50,000 members in the Team Run Smart community, and it's really great because all of the Team Run Smart drivers and the Team Run Smart pros, they are at shows like the Great American Trucking Show, and they're blogging every day, and they're out there driving in these Freightliner trucks and sharing their experiences. And right now, we want to welcome back Linda Caffey, who is part of Team Run Smart. Linda, welcome back. You and Bob are here. Great to see you again.
Great to see you.
And along with you is Jimmy Navarez. Jimmy, great to talk to you again, and welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Linda, you and Bob have been out there on the road in the Freightliner Cascadia. Which model are you in right now?
We're in the 2015.
2015?
We're also in the DD13,
okay,
where the rest of them have a DD15.
Okay. And for those who don't know, give us some background on y'all's operation.
So Bob and I are expediters. We started team driving in 2005.
Wow.
So we've been doing it for a while, like each other. We've been married almost 40 years.
You know, I'll tell you, you know, because team drivers are key to many operations and I know a lot of the companies out there want to associate with team drivers, but it's important that you get along out there on the road. You know, that's the first part of it, isn't it? But what are you folks, what is your perspective? What is your expertise? What do you guys cover as part of the Team Run Smart initiative?
Well, we all do a little bit of everything. We're, you know, the whole idea of Team Run Smart is business smart.
Yeah,
and so right. we have to be smart in all areas. I think probably I concentrate more on the business smart and then the live smart.
Yeah, sure.
Bob does stuff on the truck smart. He actually just did a video on how to change the seat covers.
Oh wow!
So
cool. Nice.
It turned out really good.
Yeah, and was I correct? There's somewhere in the area of 50,000 members of the Team Run Smart community now. Just amazing.
Yeah, it has grown. It's 5 years old now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember reaching the 20,000 mark, and then it was like every time we go to a new truck show, it's like, no, we're at 30,000 now. No, we're at 40,000 now. And then recently I looked, wow, 50,000. Just an amazing community of drivers sharing a lot of great information back and forth, and you guys are a big part of that. Tell us what you guys, some of the things that you guys have covered. Linda, we'll start with you. What have you covered recently on your blog and focused on?
Well, probably the biggest change in our lives is we've added a pet.
Yeah. Oh.
So we
really?
Added, yeah. Yeah.
And what kind of pet?
Well, a year and a half ago, we found a kitty.
Okay.
That was about to die.
Oh.
So we added this kitten.
Yeah.
And our old dog had passed away several years ago, and it was really hard to put it back.
Yeah.
So we had the brilliant idea. You know, we were trying to do a lot more walking and exercising. A big dog's easy to walk with.
Yeah.
So we added a German Shepherd puppy.
Okay. That's always a good idea.
A great idea. Great
yes.
idea.
In confined spaces, a perfect idea.
It is. But, you know, the nice thing about her is she makes you get out of that truck and walk.
Oh, well, that's good.
She is a good companion.
Yeah.
But
that's a good point.
Yeah, it is.
You really know? Do. Yeah, and we know who the boss is, so so she's going to rule the day, yeah.
She really is. And the cat and her fight like brother and sister.
Yeah.
The cat rules roost.
Yeah.
He sleeps on the seat, and he has a little cushion he sleeps on. He has air ride. She sleeps on her floor with her head on a wooden base on the ground, and that's how it's going to stay.
That's
too.
The way it is. That's the way it's going to be. There's the pecking order, but you know that's part of the life of trucking, and that is having those companions out there and getting out of the truck is a positive thing. You know, now sometimes I understand it doesn't fall in line with the schedule of delivery, but certainly it, you guys have made it work, right?
We have made it work. You know, a lot of the stuff we do is team driven. We have to get there quickly.
Yeah.
But we do make time. One goes into the restroom, one walks the dog.
Right.
So we are getting our exercise, and it brings about a lot of peace of mind.
Sure.
I mean, having something else in the truck has been really, really awesome.
Wow. You know, it really is interesting because I know that my parents, they just got a puppy, and I was like, wow, really? And they, because they lost their puppy a little over a year ago, and they, They said, you know, this is a dog they had had around for a while, and they said they took a break for a while, but we would like a dog to take care of and give us something to get up and walk around and give us, you know, a purpose every day to, you know, to do something for someone else. You know?
But it's stress relief.
Yeah.
You know, you hear the wind howling, or you know that, like when Bob's driving, I know that he's running into snow or wind or ice or the traffic.
Yeah.
And I know my turn's coming up next. But there's something about petting an animal that just
really
releases stress. And
yeah.
So instead of, or even if we might be a little bit in disagreement on it, it could
right.
be anything.
Sure.
You know, sometimes the dog lowers the stress level. Instead of taking it out on Bob, I talk to the dog.
Right. You know,
I've saved Bob's life.
I'll tell you that right now. I just had a conversation with my lovely Bella this morning on the back porch where my wife couldn't hear. And I won't discuss the topic. It's not important. but it is that therapeutic, you know, having something to care for, but also having something that cares for you. And you guys are a great team, and those pets just add, you know, one other level of that companionship on the road. You guys focus a lot on health. What else have you been able to blog about in terms of driver health on the road?
Oh, you know, it's not always just about walking and eating. It's also mental health.
Hmm.
And I found out from the walking, you know, you can find that there's a lake by you, a river by you that you can go see. There's also places where we can get the truck into to see. You know, one of our favorite places we ever stopped at was the Don Garlitz Museum in Florida.
Wow.
And there's tractor trailer parking there.
Yeah.
I've done blogs about that I like the mental health and the networking.
You know, that's such a great point, because I know that my wife and I picked a new place to go running, and it was about the scenery, but what is it? Being near water just calms you down. You know, if you can find a lake or a stream or something, and you know, you hit on something, because when you can do that, that stress has a real physical effect on the body, and if you can relieve some of that stress, you're helping that.
You know, it is helping. And you're right about the water. I don't, like, I know when we go on 70 west of Eisenhower, there's some places you can pull over where you stand beside the stream.
Yeah.
And you can hear that sound of the water running. When we're out in California, we went out for a walk by one of the truck stops in Reno.
Yeah.
And within half a mile, there's this huge lake with a sidewalk and everything to walk around it. I mean, it's just getting out and seeing what's beyond the boundaries of a truck stop.
Right.
And it's not costing you fuel. You're walking.
Right. And it's beneficial.
Yes.
You're going to feel better. You're going to sleep better and everything else. So we greatly appreciate your time. You guys also are a part of a great organization that I've been a part of for years, and that's Trucker Buddy International. Talk about your involvement.
So I'm now the board president,
mm-hmm.
and I will say this, I didn't want to do Trucker Buddy. I got drug into it, kicking and screaming, because I didn't have time.
Yeah, right.
You know, well, you find out when you get involved with a class, you can be having the worst day ever, and you get an email from your teacher telling you what the student did, and that, you know, the student will tell you how much they love you, how much they appreciate what you do, and how much you're helping them to learn math or to learn geography. I was a terrible student because I couldn't figure out why. Why do I need to know what a half and half is?
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
And so I relate back to when I was a child and I fought with all that. And so I will add, like, this is our fuel mileage.
Right.
This is how much we're paying for fuel. You know, so I have them figure costs for us.
Yeah.
I'll go to the store and I will video it. And I'm saying, okay, this is what I'm going to be making, but I need to double my recipe. What do I need to do?
Right.
So I try to give a lot of real life on why you need math, why you need geography.
Yeah.
You know, my postcards are usually, you know, this is the state bird. You know, well, what's the state bird of this state that's right beside it?
Right.
So,
I love that. And, you know, those are the stories when I sat on the board for 8 years and I termed out, still in an advisory role, but that communication and again, it's about, especially for a lot of these kids, they won't ever see what a truck driver will see. You know, their life may be limited and their scope may be limited to their city or their town, however small or big that town or city may be. And you're their, you know, their eyes into the world beyond where they are, and they learn so much through that. And with today's technology, when I started, you know, and I was first on the board, it was, you know, the technology isn't near what it is now. So I just can't imagine what that's like for you guys. And how long have you been associated with Trucker Buddy? Just a short time now?
No, it's, probably 8 years.
Is it 8 years?
We had some classes in the States.
Right.
But we're on the road for so long
okay.
at a time that I need the teacher that would do more of email
and do
all my communications that way.
Right.
And we have three classes in France. I have about 125 students. So from going not wanting any, I have a big, but I love my teacher.
Yeah.
I have my kids through 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. Hmm. So you get to know them. They get to know you. And we've become friends with the teacher. So every year we start looking on projects that we can work on together.
Yeah.
Like if they're studying, because they know more about the United States than we do.
I just love it. You know, when we have the Trucker Buddies out there, again, it does so much. It's a great ambassador program for the industry. But, you know, not only are you helping them learn, but you're also giving them this, I think, foundation that it will build the respect that will always be there for the American truck driver, you know, because of that experience that will stick with them for life. And even if they never go into the trucking industry themselves, they'll have that respect for what y'all do.
Well, and as a woman, I think I can show that you can be involved in the industry. So the girls look at it, too, as an option of what they can do. And you know, whatever company you're leased to, whenever they see one of those trucks, they're waving at the driver.
Sure.
That logo's on a truck, then they're a friend. So I agree. It's a great positive experience.
And all the benefits, it's a compounding effect that you know, over and over again. So get involved. 800-MY-BUDDY, or truckerbuddy.org is the website. And it's just terrific to have you both here today and have you both involved. And we know that you're going to have continued success down the road. Jimmy, you focus a lot on business in your blog, so get us up to date. For those that don't know, how long have you been driving?
So I've been driving going on 16 years.
Yeah, and which model are you in right now?
I am blessed enough that I just recently took delivery of a new 2018 Freightliner New Cascadia, our newest launch of the flagship model here. With the Detroit integrated drivetrain package.
Wow.
So I'm readjusting a little bit,
going
from having driven a CNG truck for the past 2.5 years, having to retrain myself to be business smart in this kind of truck again, and also use our truck smart pillar to try to figure out how to become efficient on diesel again.
Tell us your operation. What do you do? What do you haul?
So we run 53-foot dry vans, operate 2 trucks out of Southern California, owner of Angus Transportation, where we just operate general dry freight. Have a few good customers. We haul a lot of organic products, organic tortilla chips and such, organic soy products. And they keep us pretty busy. Then I fill in the blanks with some other freight, but basically California, Nevada operation. So a lot of runs between Los Angeles and Las Vegas and local L.A. Metro.
Yeah, what are some of the issues you blogged about and some of the topics that you blogged about and talked to other drivers about recently?
So some of the things we've talked about lately are outside of the business smart realm. One of my most recent one was about the new light test switch. So that actually just posted. It's a new feature on the new truck where you can push a button and have your lights turn on and recycle through during the pre-trip.
Yeah.
That's something new on this 2018 that I really like.
Nice.
I like to blog a lot about making sure you're financially ready to be a truck driver, how to approach being an owner-operator as a business and not just a way to buy yourself a career.
Right.
It's really important to approach it as a business, monitor and manage it like a business, keep the spreadsheets, keep the numbers, and if you're not able to, or you feel like you want to take that step and have someone else do it for you, then partner with someone. You know, partner with some ATBS is one of the tax and bookkeeping services that help us with our website at Team Run Smart. So that's one that we recommend. If you want to have someone go and do that for you, take that back office leg off of you, that we do that as well, just to be smart about it.
Sure. Is it still a good time to be an owner-operator?
Better time than ever.
Wow.
I've always been and built my career against the naysayers, so that's one of my big things.
I love that, by the way.
It's run really well for me, too. It's something that you want to make sure that you're always learning. You're always trying to be business smart and savvy and learn what you can about the business, because the day you stop learning is the day you probably need to move on.
You know, that's the key, is that, and this is what I just a wealth of information that I have learned. I always tell everyone, you know, truck drivers have given me, I don't know how many college degrees worth of information if I were to write it all down. You know, but when you stop talking, and sometimes I don't, but when you stop talking and you listen, and then you realize every opportunity is an opportunity to learn, then that's when you know it's a different approach, because your mindset, it opens up. You know, I guess the idea is to, and my dad said this one time, be smart enough to know you don't know everything, and realize that, you know, an intelligent person is someone who can find the answer, not somebody who knows the answer already. So that's what it's really all about with the business side of it. As you mentioned, you know, drivers often turn to me, and I'm not a truck driver, so it's hard for me to give advice. But what I tell them is talk to the drivers who are out there doing it successfully, you know, because there are plenty of people who can scoff at this idea or that idea and be the naysayers. But when you can talk to drivers who have done it successfully, that it's not going to be a perfect road. It never is. There's lots of moving parts. But what you'll learn is your own game plan. It may not be their game plan, but you'll learn your own game plan and follow those rules, follow that approach, and I think, you know, and do it because you love it. Do the work, and I think you'll come out on the other side. What has that been like to mentor other drivers from a Team Run Smart perspective? What kind of feedback do you get from drivers who may have learned something from you?
For me, it's been a very rewarding experience to be able to counsel people on how to be successful and follow the path of success that I've taken. It wasn't an easy path. It was trials and tribulations, but it's been very rewarding. I get to talk with folks out here at these shows like GATS and that are just starting out. I just recently, before coming on air, had a incident where there's a gentleman thinking about coming into the industry, so he just wanted to attend the truck show, and yeah. He's thinking about that changing career, all the way up to talking to people that are ready to take that next progression into being an owner-operator and take the business on for themselves. So yeah. It's definitely one of the most rewarding things that we do here at Team Run Smart is to be able to relay that information through the posts where we have all of our blogs and the forum section where drivers can actually come on as well and ask us questions.
Yeah.
And we, if we don't know the right answers, are fortunate enough to have the means to find the right answers within the industry for them.
Sure. And follow along on the blogs, of course, and next to you. Bob, thank you for being here. We greatly appreciate your time. And you're the other half of that team with Linda.
Yeah.
And you've been out there. Now, have you been driving longer than Linda?
Yeah, I drove for a major carrier for about 4 years.
Yeah.
Before we started expediting.
And as she mentioned, you guys have been out there together 12 years?
Yes.
Or since 2005?
We've been team driving since 2005.
Okay.
We actually started driving. I was a mechanic for about 20 years before I started driving.
Yeah.
And I started driving in 98.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you have focused on recently with blogging and communicating in the Team Run Smart community?
For the most part, I let Linda deal with all the financial side of the business. I mean, she's good at it. She likes doing
sure.
it. So I let her have that.
Yeah.
She also deals with the health side of it, because if you put chocolate or a carrot cake in front of me, I want to eat it.
Yes. In fact, now I'm going to go home and have a chocolate carrot cake. I'm sorry. You mentioned it. It's going to happen by the end of the day. But you're right.
All,
yeah. I hear you. But and that's another thing with the Team Run Smart community. It's with the pros, you're getting, as Linda mentioned, it's a little bit of everything. It's the experience. It's the whole experience.
It truly is. And Team Run Smart is all about helping someone out here on the road, driver or fleet owner, whatever, succeed. That's what we're all about, is success.
And you know, there isn't a perfect scenario. You try and find the best scenario, you know, each and every day. You know, every day I know that drivers come across, you know, these challenges that come up every day, and there might be a new challenge here and there, but it's about how you're going to meet those challenges every day and take them on in order to complete the task.
That's right. We're, you know, everybody's different. We're not robots. If
right.
we were all robots, every truck would be identical, and
yeah.
and every child would be identical, and life yeah. would not be fun. And
no, it wouldn't be fun, and we wouldn't learn. I mean, if you think about it, don't we learn from the differences? I mean, you mentioned, I mean, Linda's strengths, and that's where you let her lead, you know, there. That's you know, okay, that's, you know, where you're going to, you know, lead here, and for you, you know, you recognize your strengths. This is where, you know, I'll focus there. So, you know, that's, I think, the right approach, isn't it? I think those are the greatest partnerships.
And I think that's why we do so well
yeah.
in our business is she deals with the paperwork and the company, and
yeah.
I deal with the customers and the freight, and I do mostly as much maintenance on the truck as I can.
Yeah.
And that's where I focus in the Team Run Smart part of it is
right.
I do the maintenance blogs and videos on how to do simple things that don't necessarily require a lot of tools.
Right.
And
yeah.
And like I'm getting ready to do one on how to change the fan belts on a DD series. I mean, they're all basically the same. You got the same belt pattern. And so if you're out on the road and you hear that belt squeaking, you're going to be able to say, well, I can watch this YouTube video that Bob made and
yeah.
see how to.
Well, and there's the other side of it. Like I said, the technology that allows that communication. But then now, let's put that into effect because your expertise as a mechanic, now real-world application for a driver, something that is within their skill level. They understand what they're looking at. They know what they're dealing with. And they're able to fix, save some money, or be able to do the job when there's no one else around to do the job in some cases.
Exactly. And every time I change a set of belts, I always save the old ones.
Yeah. Wow.
And I carry them with us. And if
just as a backup?
If something should happen out
yeah.
on the road.
Right.
Beside the road, I have a set of belts.
Yeah.
And I can, you know, as long as it's not a pulley or something locked up and burnt the belt off, if
right.
the belt just broke,
right.
I can stick on a new set of belts and be on their merry little way in
yeah.
a short amount of time
yeah.
versus a road call or a tow truck.
Yeah. And with your Cascadia, you find with the Cascadias, I mean, there is a greater access in terms of serviceability on a lot of those components?
Absolutely. And the 2018s have even better access to those because they actually lowered the engine in the chassis. So it's actually easier to do some of those things than it was on the previous edition of the Cascadia.
Nice. Well, this is what it's all about. I've always said, you know, I'm just a guy on the radio, and I'll bring you the conversations, but the experts are the ones that are out there doing it every day, the ones that want to share that information. So always turn to them, and you can do that at teamrunsmart.com. Follow along, and you know what? Ask the question. There are no stupid questions. But wait a minute. I've asked a lot of stupid questions. But when it comes to trucking, there are no stupid questions, and you should never be afraid to ask it. You know, for those who haven't been out there long, ask the question, learn, and follow along. And then when you learn, share that information with somebody else who might ask a question.
Pay it forward, for sure.
There you go. Bob and Linda, thank you so much. Jimmy, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Again, teamrunsmart.com by Freightliner. A great, great plus for this industry, has been for years, and it keeps growing. Thank you so much, all. We appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of your time here at GATS.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.